Previously on the Steve Cochran Show.
Governor Rauner joins us on the program. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. How are you doing today?
How are you, Governor? Are you getting used to the title? Are you getting used to people calling you Governor?
Not really. It feels kind of weird. They were trying to call me His Excellency and Honorable. And I said, you know what? That's all baloney. Just call me Bruce.
Having met your wife, I don't think His Excellency would fly at home very long. I have a feeling you wouldn't be able to.
Well, you got that right.
You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Good morning, 510 720 WGN. We are live this morning at the Hotel Baker in St. Charles, Illinois, presented by Allstate agent Jim Towns. Jim will be with us a little bit later on. We've got the whole crew here. Dave Ennett, Kevin Powell, Adam Phillips, John DeCoss, Marlene. Steve will be here in just a little bit. Steve Alexander back at the station. It's a beautiful day for a white wedding. Well, I hope it's a white wedding.
Or a red wedding.
Yeah, you got your red tie on.
I wore a red tie this morning for Valentine's Day. You've got a red sweater.
Yeah, we're all in our Kevin's in gray, so he's set and ready to go.
Gray?
You're ready for 50 shades of gray, though, my friend.
I would have called this gray, Andrea.
Oh, it's more of a lavender?
Like a lavender.
Oh, you got
that
your,
works.
Got your little lavender going on here. I brought a little heart necklace for
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Thank you, Andrea.
You can put that on. Happy, I guess, I don't know, do you say happy Friday the 13th? How about it is Friday the 13th?
I don't know. I have Triskaidekaphobia.
I've heard that about you. Mm-hmm. I've heard that about you. It's not the only phobia you have, though, is it?
No, pretty much.
By the way, Dave Ennett, you are a good driver, because driving out here to St. Charles this morning, I didn't want to be late, of course, and I was abiding by the speed limit. So you must have been going way under the speed limit when I passed.
No, I was actually going right about the speed limit, and I saw a blur go past me on North Avenue. I said, who could that possibly be? And then I recognized the license plates.
Right.
I said, my goodness, that's Andrea Darlis traveling at a very high rate of speed.
No. I think I was going two or three over the speed limit tops.
Two or three.
Because I was enjoying the beautiful view, 2 or 3 miles. Very funny. I was enjoying the beautiful views in St. Charles here in the middle of the
mm-hmm,
night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Zippy.
By the way, though, I followed Dave Ennett in the parking lot, the wrong parking lot, and then we have to go to the dead end and whip around, do the 3-point turn.
Well, I would have just backed out, but you wouldn't back up, even though my backup lights were on.
He's facing the brick wall. I'm like, Dave, turn around. And then I'm realizing, oh, he's waiting for me to back up so we can turn around.
Yes.
So,
but it all worked out.
We're here.
It's great to be back at Hotel Baker.
It is. It's a beautiful venue. We had a remote here many years ago.
It's been a few years.
With Kathy and Judy. I think they were out here. And then we might have been out here with one of the former morning show hosts,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I was. That's when I was out here last.
Yes. Is mm-hmm. that the one you got a ticket at?
No.
No, that was a different one.
Okay,
it was a different remote. Well, we have a huge show planned for today.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I know. I wanted to just,
it's called deflection.
Breeze past it. Lou Manfredini is going to be on with us. The big event today, the wedding of Don Dalnig and Thomas Tracantello. We're totally excited to have them here. They're not here yet. She was very excited. She's actually a good friend of Anna DeVlantis. So they were talking, and she's excited. It's their wedding day.
Hotel. Did we hear how the bachelor party went last night on Pete's show?
I don't know how the. Do we know how the bachelor party went, Kevin? Did we get a chance to hear any of what Scott and Pete had planned?
I didn't hear. All I know, Pete told me there was going to be pizza and beer. So that's all I know. So that's always a recipe for a good party.
Oh, and by the way, we're having Lou Malnati's heart shaped pizzas
here
today as well.
We are very excited about that.
It's very rare that the menu at the bachelor party is the same as the menu at the wedding.
Right. Oh, and champagne, right, Marlene? We can get some champagne for the couple. Hotel will probably provide some champagne. So ours will be classed up a little bit.
Champagne and pizza.
Speaking of classed up, 50 Shades of Grey. I know you guys are all excited about that. Dave, you actually bought tickets to go see it.
I bought tickets for my wife to go see it with some friends.
Sure.
It was just my credit card was buying the tickets.
Right.
I wasn't buying the tickets.
Right. So if we ever go back, you know, if you ever have to answer to that, you can just say I was buying the ticket.
It'll
for somebody
just say
else.
Fandango.
Right. 50 Shades of Grey. Wow. The hype leading up to this movie. I hope it's as good as the hype. The book was okay. I did read the book. I read 1 and 2 of the trilogy. I didn't read the third. But Christian and Anastasia and their S&M love story hit the big screen today. It seems like every woman is doing like a chick date
weekend or, you know, getting the girls and going to see this movie, which is funny because the last time, there's not a lot of movies like that for girls anymore, except Bridesmaids. I think that was the last time where you got all the girls. I think I'm just talking to you. I'm not asking you.
Yeah, I couldn't answer that question.
Seeing as you just buy the tickets for your wife for her girl.
I would have gone to see it with her, but she already made plans to go see it with her friends, yeah, well, which I'm okay with that.
Could be a hot date weekend for Valentine's Day.
From the Hotel Baker in St. Charles, it's Steve Cochran on the WGN Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate.
Good morning. Happy pre-Valentine's Day. We are live in St. Charles at the Hotel Baker, counting up to the big wedding between Dawn and Thomas. Steve Cochran, Pete McMurray will be performing that ceremony here live on the air. We're very excited. The mock chapel is set up here right in front of us. The chairs are set up. There's little hearts on every chair, so we're getting ready for a wedding party. Lots going on today as well. As you heard Vic mention in the news in Dixmoor, big problems last night. There was a major water main break. About 3,500 residents, that's pretty much the entire town, without water, including the police department. This happened about 8 o'clock last night. There were two breaks in the main line that's about 6 feet under. It's frozen underground. They say that the cause is just old piping under stress from the cold weather. So crews have literally been working all through the night to try to fix that and get the water back on for everybody in Dixmoor. So we'll keep you updated on that situation as well. Another big story that we're following this morning, President Obama is going to announce a new executive action on the sharing of cybersecurity threats and information. This is at the cybersecurity summit that's going on at Stanford. The president's proposal expected to cement the role of the Homeland Security Department rather than the NSA as the government lead for information sharing with the private sector. So we'll be following that as well today. Time for a first look at business. Steve Alexander back at the station. You're sponsored by First Merit Bank. How you doing? We miss you, Steve.
Yeah, I miss you, too. Did I hear correctly that you and Dave are going to see 50 Shades of Grey together?
We are. I'm excited about it because Dave bought the tickets, allegedly, for his wife, and he knew how much I wanted to go, and I didn't have a lot of plans this weekend. Yeah. I had to work, and Dave said, I'll take you. So, yeah, I think it'll be a nice night.
Yeah, actually, Nick's coming, too, I think. It's going to be movie night.
Lucky. Look at me. Lucky me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you and Nick on Valentine's Day.
I can't wait to hear Dean's review coming up at just after 8 o'clock. It should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if it's if lives up to all the hype.
Yeah, I've heard a little sneak preview. It should be an interesting review. This is it actually has created quite a marketing opportunity across worldwide. This thing is opening up in 60 countries. The only place it's been banned is Malaysia. But it has created a variety of products tied to the movie that are available in adult stores.
All right, so handcuffs, blindfolds, bedding.
You know a lot about this, don't you?
No, I'm just assuming. Somebody the other day, I think it was on Bill and Wendy, said that they went to Target and they had a 50 Shades of Grey section at Target.
Jimmy Fallon did
You get the peanut gallery loving that.
Jimmy Fallon did a thing in the mock products, and one of them was S&M&Ms.
I kind of like that. That's funny.
One of the
are they gray?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Groupon had a big announcement after the close of the market yesterday. Its fourth quarter net income of $8.8 million after reporting a loss of the same period a year earlier. Groupon shares are up about 0.5% in pre-market trading. You know, one of the joys of reading the New York Times business section on Mondays was the media equation column written by David Carr. David Carr died last night at the Times in his office at the age of 58. He had just completed a chat about the Edward Snowden movie with readers, and he died. No cause given of his death, but excellent writer, David Carr of the New York Times. Kraft Foods doing a kind of a house cleaning, a new CEO, and they have replaced a bunch of top executives there. The new CEO, his name is John Cahill. He replaced the previous CEO, Tony Vernon, in December. So the company's fine. We're not broken in any way, but we do need to adapt a turnaround mindset in many ways. So he replaced a variety of top executives at Kraft. Kraft shares fell about 2.5% in after-hours trading after fourth quarter sales came in at 2.2% higher, topping analysts' forecast, but sales were down and below the analysts' forecasts. Stocks closed near, closer to the record high yesterday. The Dow closing at 17,972, the all-time high, 18,103. And the stock futures are pointing toward a higher open this morning. Dow futures right now up about 48 points. One of the reasons for the enthusiasm yesterday was the Ukrainian situation, the agreement, a ceasefire agreement between Russia and Ukraine. Also, oil prices going up again. One of the reasons there, the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell indicating that he thinks demand will outstrip supply, or at least move in that direction as the year goes on. And this morning, let's see, oil right now is trading 65 cents higher a barrel. That's 1.25% higher. Back above $50 at $51.86 a barrel. Brent crude is back above $60 at $60.17. Brent is the North Sea crude. German economy is healthier than expected. A report coming out overnight indicating that, and the shares in Europe are trading higher today. If you know, next week is the big Westminster Kennel Club show, and there's a new way that you can watch this if you are a dog lover, and who doesn't love dogs, right? There is a new app that will give viewers a live look at each of the more than 2,700 dogs that are entered in this thing, and that should take up a considerable amount of your time. Checking some of the commodities other than oil, we've got gold trading $4 higher right now, $12.25 an ounce. Platinum is down $1.20 at $11.99. And at the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March delivery for corn is 2.25 cents higher now, $3.85 and a quarter. March soybeans are 3.75 cents higher at $9.87 and a half. And wheat is up a penny at $5.22 and a quarter. Checking once again the Wall Street futures. We got a refreshed screen here. Dow futures are now up 35 points. NASDAQ futures up about 12 points. And S&P 500 futures are up about 3.5. And that's a quick look at your money on 720 WGN.
We continue live from the Hotel Baker, show number 346. Your Allstate Showcase Studio is where Steve Alexander is. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How about you?
You lonely?
Very, very lonely.
Just you in the big room?
Well, no, I'm in a smaller room, but, it's Bill Cerrones and Vic Vaughn and me, and that's it.
If you want to go down in the Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue by yourself and just flash tourists, you could feel free to do that.
Oh, business as usual then.
Yeah, just another day at work.
Yeah.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from the Hotel Baker in St. Charles, presented by Allstate agent Jim Towns. As you said, Andrea, Jim Towns will be with us later. Pete called me. You know, getting a call from Pete at 4:30 in the morning is a little disturbing.
What did he say?
Hey, buddy!
Hey!
Hey, buddy, big day! Big day, buddy, big day! Easy, Pete.
You know,
easy.
Normally you think, oh, you know, what's the bride's dress going to be like? I'm just wondering what Pete's going to be wearing.
Yeah, well, I was going to help him with the ceremony, but as you know, I had a, the only reason I tell you about this is, well, two reasons. One, because I'm wearing a hat, and two, because maybe it'll help you do the same thing. There was a spot on my head, which is exposed because I don't have much hair, and a dermatologist did a little skin cancer scrape this week,
yeah.
And it's out for testing, but I've got a bandage on my head, so I have to wear a hat, so I chose a red hat to go with my red shirt for Valentine's Day.
And it says B, is it for the Hotel Baker?
As far as you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I figured.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually Bradley University.
Or B for Buddy, because Pete's
or
covered.
Buddy.
Hey,
yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, Buddy. It's Bradley University, where Ross Cochran graduated from. It's a hat I picked up on one of the trips. But, so I'm in the red hat. I looked for a red top hat. I couldn't find one of my size.
You got a red shirt on, though.
And Dave looks great. Look at you, man.
Thank you. I decided to go with a red tie.
You're so fancy. You don't even know. The ceremony itself will take place in front of us here. And Pete will conduct the ceremony, and you and Anna DeVlantis will be joining us shortly, are going to be bridesmaids.
Yeah, I brought my red dress and everything, so we're ready to go.
So you're actually going to do a wardrobe change.
Yeah, I have to do a wardrobe, I don't want to drive in a dress.
Are we going to do a music change, too, like a music sweep, or you want to do the wardrobe change?
We could do whatever you want.
First caller always wins. Kev, if you would take care of these two lovely ladies here, they were the first to arrive. We've got about 10,000 people on the scene right now, but we want to make sure that they get taken care of first. So give them prizes as well. But let's go to line one, where Barbara's standing by. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Steve. It's like Barbara's doing her own show.
Okay. I used to be a producer or something. Hi, Steve.
No, Barbara and Steve. How are you?
You're not wearing a yarmulke or anything, are you, at this wedding?
A yarmulke? No. No, or I'm not wearing a ramaka or a yarmulke.
Yeah,
no, I've got a red baseball cap on.
Oh, okay.
Glad we cleared that up.
You could wear a yarmulke.
I hope everything comes out healthy for you. That's all I can
say. I'm sure it'll be fine, but I hope everybody else, takes that. Just go get tested. If you got something funky, go to your doctor and have them take a look at it. That's all. Listen, for being on with us. Oh, how'd she do? Is she okay?
Yeah, my daughter found it because she had some melanoma on her face, a mole.
Oh, but everything is okay now?
Yeah, she's okay. That was it.
Okay. All right, well, good. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm a lab experiment at this point in my life. That's all. I have a shift.
Just call me Petrie, huh?
That's Petrie. Petrie Dish. That's me. ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio, Stainless Steel, Travel Mug for you, Papa Nicholas Coffee. We've got donuts from the Donut Vault. We've got a gift card for Walkin' Fire, WalkinFire.com, WOKNFIRE, WalkinFire.com. That's all for you. Please put Barbara on hold. And Barbara, good luck to you and your family, and thanks for being on the show. And we're back after this on 720 WGN. Following message from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Do you know scammers love Valentine's Day? They do, Dave. Dave, and it's AARP. You've been eligible for years. Fraud Watch Network.
What? You don't have to. It's not like you have to be old to be eligible for the AARP.
No, that's not what I said, is it? I just said you've been eligible for years. It's a wonderful organization, partner of the radio station. Do you know the scammers love Valentine's Day? Don't let that. Would you be my Valentine, Dave?
I'm not sure. It's only 5:45 in the morning.
Well, you can get back.
See how the day goes.
He's taking me to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Hey, what?
Seriously, he bought tickets and everything.
Fur handcuffs? You taking her?
No, we're not going. I bought tickets for my wife.
Oh, huh.
I'm not going either.
Oh, your wife is going with her friends?
My wife is going with some friends.
And how's Andrea? Then you're going with Andrea separately?
I don't know.
I thought you asked me to go. That's nice. Are you backing out now?
Well, we were kind of kidding. I mean, I've got a game. And
I wasn't kidding.
Anna, are you going to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I don't have plans, but I was at a store yesterday picking up some things, and I saw the 50 Shades of Grey merchandise out, including wine, 50 Shades of Grey wine, right by the checkout area.
Anna, you can come with me and Dave to go see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Dave going?
John DeCoster, are you going to see 50 Shades of Grey?
I can't believe the last thing we needed was another movie about the Civil War.
No, it's not the Civil War. It's not the Civil War. No, it's not. Supposedly, I think it's a Target. They sell 50 Shades of Grey kits.
I heard that, yeah.
Is it Target?
It is Target, yep.
50 Shades of Grey kits, and I think they have the handcuffs.
Yeah. Koozies.
Koozies?
50 Shades of Grey koozies.
I didn't know the koozies were part of the book.
Well, you haven't seen the movie.
Or the book. What was I doing? Oh, the AARP thing. Don't let them ruin the romance. Watch out for scams that can break your heart and your bank account. Beware of phony e-cards that allow scammers to hack into your computer. Never click on a link to open that card. And your company's website, well, use the confirmation code when you see that to avoid unsolicited emails offering hot deals on the perfect Valentine's gift for your sweetheart. At least a scammer-run website sometimes with never-to-be-delivered products. And three, don't accept gifts that are sent for COD scammers. They've used this tactic to steal credit card information. Finally, watch out for dating scams. If you think you made a love connection, watch out for telltale signs of a con. Like, you remember when that rich divorcee, Dave, contacted you?
Yes, I do.
And she had poor grammar. And she told you she loved you right away. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. And remember how pretty she was? She had model good looks.
I don't remember that
and
part.
And remember, Dave, I told you this is not a good idea. You're probably being scammed. You need the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Dave just handed me his AARP card.
I just thought in case you would like to use it. I mean, it's great.
You've been an active member for a long time. Can I tell you that this is valid through September of 2014?
No, there's a sticker at home I haven't put on there.
Might want to update that, buddy.
Yes. No, it is. It's valid.
Well, at your age, you probably just forgot. It's the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Go to AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network. AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. You're just a little
in love. The WGN Hometown Voices Tour, Valentine's Edition, with Steve Cochran live from St. Charles.
We'd like to thank Oak Mill Bakery. They're providing today's wedding ceremony and reception with a delicious cake for the happy couple.
And what is the couple's name?
Tom and Dawn.
Tom and Dawn will be here. They're going to get married this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. As we continue, John DeCosta's here. John, you had a story the other day about the legendary Hotel Baker, which amuses me completely. If I know the history of the Hotel Baker correctly, originally, obviously, a hotel for many, many, many years. And yes. For a period of time, it ceased being a hotel and it became an elder care facility. Is that right?
Correct. Assisted living.
While it was an elder care facility, it was sometime around the time you purchased your first house. And it happened to be in the St. Charles area?
1985.
Somewhere around St. Charles?
Yeah, Bloomingdale.
Okay, and you knew this place to be a great place to have breakfast.
Wonderful place to have breakfast.
So pick it up from there.
So I came here to get a newspaper early Sunday morning, and I walked in, sat down, and sat there for like a half an hour. Could not believe how poor the service was because nobody came up to get my order. And then finally somebody came over and said, you know, you can't be here. This is an assisted living home, and I started laughing. But I will say this. It was the best tapioca pudding I have ever had, and to this day, I recommend it.
So they actually thought that, or you actually thought that it was just bad service and you were going to get breakfast.
Yeah, I thought it was horrible service.
Yes. And then, yeah. Was the person that came over concerned that there was a safety problem?
A little bit. It took them about 20 minutes to get to me. They were in a walker. So in their defense, I should have seen that coming a long way away.
Did it strike you at all? I know you were reading the paper that no one else was there to order breakfast.
You know what?
Were you like in a dining hall or something? Where were you sitting?
Yes. You know, it wasn't in here, but there must have been a dining hall down the,
right.
You know, the hallway right. Or something. Right. But yes. So
you didn't throw in something like, well, could I see a room possibly? Or
I stayed two nights. That's all I'm saying. Nights, I stayed two nights, had a good time, met some people. It was good.
All right. Good. We are here at the Hotel Baker this morning for the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. And last night, I got word that David Carr had died. David Carr is a New York Times writer who writes media. And David Carr is, you know, probably in the last few years, the number one media writer in the country, along with our own Rob Feeder here in Chicago. And David Carr is a name that you may not know, but... without belaboring the point, if not for David Carr, David Ennett, I wouldn't be here. If not for David Carr, this show wouldn't be on the air. If not for David Carr, the resurgence of WGN never would have happened.
Can you elaborate on that?
David Carr is the guy that wrote the New York Times article elucidating all of the problems under the previous regime in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Which
I do
led
remember
to the
that.
Board of the Tribune Company kicking out the Star Wars bar types that were running mm-hmm. this place back then. So his front page New York Times story on the Tribune Company in 2010 is what changed the Tribune Company. It allowed Larry Wirt to come in, redo the TV side, Jimmy DeCastro to come in to save the radio station, and so on and so on. So without David Carr's story, none of that would have happened.
Wow. Well, that's pretty significant.
How about that?
Very significant.
So there you go. Young guy, too. He's only 58, and he dropped in the newsroom, so I'm assuming it was a heart condition or something. So our best to his family. And, again, without the explanation, you wouldn't have known, but now you know. As we continue this morning, we will have what amounts to a regular show live from the Hotel Baker. Lou Manfredini will join us in a little bit. And if anybody here... The assembled crowd now has gotten up to about 15,000. If anybody here has a question for Lou Manfredini at 620, we'll do that as well. Kevin, you have a question?
I do not.
I have a question. I was just trying to signal to Dave Ennett to see if he was ready for the Hawktionary.
And the Hawktionary as well, which we thought we'd do early today. Is that
okay,
possible?
Yes, it's possible.
All right,
improbable.
Are we ready back at the tower that we could do the Hawktionary now?
I've got it queued up here, so if Mr. Cat's ready, you want me to fire away?
That'd
here?
Be great if we could do
all
that.
Right.
And now, another edition of Hawktionary with Dave Evans.
The Boston Bruins forwards didn't fill in and read the play properly.
Today's entry. Pinching.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Hawks.
Pinching?
Pinching.
Pinching.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, you may want to move your chair a little farther away from Dave. The Hawktionary today is pinching.
I'm a little worried, yeah.
I'm not going to demonstrate pinching. And pinching, in this case, is not what you think.
Well, what is it, David? This is where we learn these hockey terms from you.
Well, let's look at it this way. You know how the defensemen hang out at the blue line?
Yeah.
Sometimes defensemen will become more offensive. A defenseman will pinch and move deeper into the zone. Generally, a defenseman will not pinch when his team is leading, but rather to try to get the puck.
Who does he pinch?
He's pinching in. He's not pinching another player. I know this may be confusing.
So does he skate up to an opponent and just goose him a little bit, or what would the pinching
well,
be
that
like?
Does happen sometimes, but I believe that is a penalty.
A little stick wiggle?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. But basically, it's a defenseman kind of going on the attack.
So shortening the distance between the defensive and offensive zones.
Yeah, but he's...
They should call that pinching in.
Pinching in. That would work.
Yeah, they should call that pinching in.
Pinching in. It is a little risky because a pinching defenseman has to make sure someone is covering for him since he's basically abandoning his normal post. And you can think of it a little bit like a blitz in football.
Yeah.
Where a guy is trying to make a play, and he'll leave his normal assignment, but he's got to make sure someone is covering for him.
Do football players pinch each other?
Yes. Well, that happens quite a bit, especially the quarterback-center exchange.
Yes, that is quite awkward. That's always awkward. It really is. So pinching. Shortening the distance from the defensive and offensive zones with the risk that the defender will look like a fool if the puck gets behind him.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So,
would you mind if I pinched you right now? Just a little bit. Right there. Oh,
it's Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
And that's our Hawktionary.
I feel like you've learned a lot here today. Thank you. The Hawktionary, by the way, Dave, you can go to WGNradio.com and you can search Hawktionary. Mm-hmm. How do you spell that again?
It's Hawk and then Shinary.
Again, just like it sounds, Hawk followed by Shinary. Kevin, it's sponsored by Freshwave, the de-stinkifier, the official de-stinkifier of your Chicago Blackhawks. If the people at Freshwave can get the stink off the Blackhawks, they can certainly get the stink out of your world. Get your Freshwave now. Where do you go, to Walgreens?
Walgreens, yeah, your closest retail store. You can pretty much find it anywhere. So.
Yeah. Well, not anywhere. It's not like it's on a box on the
corner. No, they have them here at Hotel Baker as well. You can get it here.
Bed Bath & Beyond, too.
Bed Bath & Beyond is Freshwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for actually providing some logic to the
nonsense.
Absolutely. Anna DeVantis, happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too. Are we celebrating already?
We are celebrating. We're all adorned in red.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are adorned in red. Adam has bloodshot eyes because he's been up all night, so that's his red.
That counts.
Kevin, what was yours? A burgundy sort of?
Like a lavender, as Andrea put it. Mm. What do you think?
I'm colorblind, dude. It looks black from here.
Well, it's a black sweater with, like a lavender shirt underneath. Yes.
Do you not own anything red?
I have some of my Redbird gear, of course, Fear the Bird.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised you didn't wear that today.
Well, I've got my Redbird keychain. I can put that on the table. That's
well, you
right.
Notice it even,
here,
you notice it even with, yeah, put that on.
Thank
There's
you.
A heart necklace for you.
You notice it even with my head wound, I've chosen a red hat. So
yes.
To be able to,
it's very nice.
Yeah, so Kevin is now being adorned with a necklace.
Look at that.
Andrea looks fabulous in a red sweater. She has a red dress, and Anna looks great in a red skirt, and what do you have underneath your jacket?
I've got my red bridesmaid dress on.
Oh, you're wearing the
for
dress
for the wedding,
on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Andrea is insisting on a wardrobe change sometime in the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, I might spruce it up a little bit for the wedding.
She wanted a music flourish and then a wardrobe change.
I didn't want to wear the dress in the car driving
out. I believe you said you wanted a full Liza Minnelli moment. You wanted a wardrobe change. You wanted
Cher,
to be played off and
Liza,
played back on.
Minnelli. Andrea, we have to be careful. Remember, the bridesmaids are not supposed to outshine the bride,
right.
We have to be a little
be
more low-key, I think.
You two are in show business. I don't see that happening.
Pete's going to go ahead and outshine the bride.
Yes, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
Pete should be here soon. Right now he's outside waiting for someone to notice him. and then he should be in a second.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
From the Hotel Baker in St. Charles, it's Steve Cochran on the WGN Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate.
On Valentine's Day Eve, the night before Valentine's Day, and Pete has joined us now, Pete McMurray. Pete will be conducting the wedding in the next hour. You have been a sanctioned internet minister for how long?
1 year.
Oh, dude, I've been involved for 5 or 6.
I'm one for one. Batting 1,000.
Yeah, I got like 5. Who'd you marry?
A great couple last year.
On the show?
Yes.
Yes, I had a
last
buddy,
Valentine's Day.
I had a buddy that was getting married for the third time who asked me to get ordained to do the marriage. And
okay.
I did. He got divorced. But the other four have worked out fine.
Are you ready to go today?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Because of, you know, we want the attention to be on the bride.
Right.
And whoever's standing next to her.
Right.
Because of that, I think, because of my head wound and the fact that I'm wearing a hat, I just think I'm a distraction. So I'd like you to conduct the ceremony, and I will sit here and heckle.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You will have some lines, though.
You're going to heckle Pete, though, not the bride.
No, not at all. Yeah, I want it to be special for them. I don't want it to be special for Pete.
Okay, got
Did
it.
You notice what I'm wearing?
Don't I always?
I have a black tuxedo with a black tie. You know, yeah. I was going to go 1973 tux, mint green or maybe
orange.
Yeah,
what happened? Why did you go traditional?
The bride called the radio station and said I would prefer for Pete to wear a black suit.
Wow.
Because I want it to be about me.
Wow.
Good for
How about that?
Her, yeah.
I'm like, Dawn, I can respect that.
Good for her.
I can respect it.
How long did you cry before you accepted it?
I respected her wishes, and, you know, today's about her.
Speaking of great love stories, there's a couple here in the front have been married for, is it 54? 53? 52.
52.
52 years. 52. They were married here at the Hotel Baker 52 years ago. So we're going to meet them in a little while as well.
I feel like we're in a chapel. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
We're in a chapel here at Hotel Baker. I mean, you got to paint a picture here. The chairs are set up like a chapel.
Thanks for the direction. it's got sort of a ship's ballroom thing. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Kinda
absolutely.
Like a disco floor too, with the lights coming up from underneath.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's very cool. Hotel Baker, 100 East Main Street,
Red, in
St. Charles. Everybody's welcome. Come on by. We've got some food for you, some coffee, and we look forward to seeing you.
I noticed Dave Ennett and I are the only ones wearing a tie.
Yeah. John's here. John is a St. Charles historian. And, John, do you have a fact you could share with us before we get to traffic?
Yes, I do. In the early spring, late fall of 1833.
John, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Well, what's with the accent?
You don't like that?
Just do your voice.
It's like Edward R. Murrow.
Edward Burrow. R. Murrow.
Is it Burrow or Murrow?
It's Murrow, and I don't think it sounded like that.
It sounded more like Walter Cronkite.
I think you could just probably just do it.
Yeah.
In the early spring of
that's better.
Late fall of 1833, the conclusion of the Black Hawk Wars, where they defeated the New York Rangers 3-2 in a shootout. The town originally known as Charleston, but because there was another town named Charleston, they changed it to St. Charles. It was known as for the odor of dead fish in 1842, the Underground Railroad, the King County Anti-Slavery Social Society, famous people, John Farnsworth, Union General, friend of Abraham Lincoln. You don't like that voice? I like that voice.
No, it's really
Edward Baker, wealthy benefactor, Tara Moody, long-distance runner, Brian Wilson from the famous Beach Boys also lived here. Other notable moments in history, the famous winter of 1778, where George Washington held together his troops at Valley Forge, was here along the Fox River. The horrific crash of the German dirigible Hindenburg at the Kane County.
I don't think any of that happened here. The Hindenburg didn't crash in St. Charles, and George Washington didn't cross the Delaware here.
And who could forget the now famous I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King?
Absolutely didn't happen here.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, Murrow.
Happened on the steps of the Pheasant Run Resort.
That's not actually true. No. All right, we'll come back to you with some more facts later. Nicely done by you. Do you think the guy named Baker, maybe they named the hotel after him, possibly?
I don't know.
All right, fine. Thank you for that.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time, it's the time of the show for Lou's First Call.
All right, let's go to Lou standing by on the telephone. But first, Andre, what do you have?
Well, for Tom Skilling's updated forecast, watch him at 4 on the WGN-TV Evening News. It's weeknights 4 until 6.
Yeah. I have a White Rogers Sensi Wi-Fi thermostat to give away. Monitor and control your home's temperature from your smartphone anywhere in the world. It's from American Weathermakers, recognized as the experts in heating and cooling for 65 years. You can go to AmericanWeathermakers.com. And that goes to our first caller, which we'll get to in just a second. First, Lou, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Wish you could be here with us.
I know. You know, I have heard about the Hotel Baker. I've never been, but I heard it's a lovely place, kind of like a boutique-y hotel, right?
Well, it's beautiful and historic and haunted.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I'm not there.
Are you a fraidy cat of things like that?
You know, I'm not afraid. I just, you know, I don't want to make anybody mad.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got. I feel like you've done that already in some ways. Are you on TV this morning?
What's that?
Are you going to be on TV this morning?
I am. I'm sitting in Jeff Hoover and Marissa, brand new segment producer here at WGN Radio's office.
Say hi to Hoover for us.
Hi, Hoover.
Hello.
Says hello.
And everyone else here at Channel 9. Before you get to Channel 9, we do Lou's first call, and Kevin is Lou's first call, and Kevin's going to win this American Wi-Fi, Cincy Wi-Fi, zippity-doo-dah thermostat. Good morning,
awesome.
Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing great, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Just on the way to work.
What's the job? What do you do?
I actually work at Midway.
What do you do there?
In the finance department.
I didn't know Midway had a finance department.
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
So the money comes into Midway, you keep it?
Not exactly.
Okay. All right. So is your office at Midway?
Yeah.
You get tired of the planes flying around all the time?
Oh, absolutely not. I love it. Sometimes I just kind of walk around and take a scope of things.
You ever take a plane out for the weekend?
They frown on that.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right, Kevin, you've got a problem. Kevin's yard is flooded, Lou. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, so I've got a separate two-car garage, and in between my house and the garage, there's a little bit of a concrete pad pathway. And I know one of the initial issues is that the garage, which was recently re-roofed, doesn't have a gutter system on it. Mm. But the problem is once we do get the gutter up there and all the water starts collecting on that side, it seems to flood in between the house and the garage. I was wondering, is there any way that I can route the water from one side of the garage, maybe like across the back of it to the other side to get it away from, you know, where we've got the other downspouts from the house at without
sure.
actually installing like a pump or anything like that?
Yeah, so you got two ways to do this. On the back side of the garage, if you want, you know, if you're able to put a gutter on that side, that is certainly going to help take all that runoff from that side of the roof off of there. You can, on the back side, take the downspout and literally kick it out by using elbows on that backside and angle it all the way to the other side of the garage. Now, you're going to see that gutter, you know, kind of diagonally like a sash going across someone's chest on the back of the garage, but that is one way to do it where you would see it. Another way is when it warms up, you could dig in the ground and you could put a 4-inch PVC pipe that goes underground right where the downspout goes in at the base and set it up so it goes to the other side of the garage. And there's a thing called a bubbler pot that is a collection point that when the water comes in, it pops up out of the grass, and the water that runs off the roof will be on that side, and then you won't see the gutter, the downspout on the back side of the garage.
So he needs a new bubbler pot?
He needs a new bubbler pot.
So this sounds expensive. How much is this going to cost for him to fix this?
Well, if we're talking about doing the gutter and the downspout that you would see, that's probably a $300 to $400 proposition by whether he does it himself or if he hires it out, it's probably $600 to $700. If you go with the bubbler pot, you could be spending about the same amount of money. You know who actually can help with that bubbler pot issue is the folks at PermaSeal.
Permaseal does that?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do ground. They do some groundwork like that. It's a smaller project, but the thing I will tell you, and, you know, I work with Permaseal helping to promote them, and they're a sponsor of WGN, but if you call them now for something like this, it's easier scheduling, and you can get on the books early if you want to have them come out and take a look. They don't do gutters, but they can do that whole bubbler pot thing.
Yeah, and Kevin, I'm a Permaseal customer for, you know, 25 years, so I recommend them as well.
Steve, I've never known you drier.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am more dry. Some say I'm too dry.
Yeah, you should try some moisturizer.
Kevin, congratulations, American Weathermakers, giving you that Wi-Fi Sensi thermostat.
Zippity-doo-dah thermostat.
All right, hold the line there, Kevin. We'll get you vital information from you. And we have several texters to get to as well. Lou, when is the TV show on this weekend?
The TV show, thank you, Steve, for asking, House Smart, starring Andrea Darlis, is on Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Best show on TV?
That's what I hear. And you've added car chases and a love interest just to make sure everybody's interested.
Right. We now have a whole thing called House Smart's Fire and House Smart's PD.
Excellent. Very good for you.
Andrea's dressed up like a police officer.
Nice.
And she's out there giving tickets, telling people they've been bad.
That's excellent.
That's awesome. I love my new role.
The ratings are through the roof.
Margaret from Bridgeport writes, Steve, I have to go to SIU this weekend. The bear thought he would throw a party in my house with Yogi and Boo Boo. Well, that's not good. What's a good lock to keep the bear out of the bear cave? I need to change the door lock. What do you recommend? Do you like those digital locks?
I got to tell you, I have owned some rental property in Chicago for many, many years. And about 4 years ago, I changed every apartment out to these keypad lock systems so that I could avoid the calls in the middle of the night from drunk tenants that say, I lost my key, you got to help me in.
Yeah.
And so it's changed my life. And it is the greatest.
Well, how many drunks have you rented to?
What?
How many drunks have you rented your property to?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
You know, these young kids, Steve, they got to remember, you got to be young and stupid before you can be old and wise.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So the digital locks, you're a fan.
I am a fan. They're very easy to install. Several manufacturers, Schlage, Kwikset. Now, Kwikset has one. It's very expensive, but this is where the new technology is, where it's set up with the Bluetooth on your phone. And once you program it in, the phone's in your pocket. You walk up to the door, it just unlocks.
What is there a security issue with those at all? Can you hack them? Because
probably with the Bluetooth one, I'm sure you can. But with the electronic keypad lock, you still have to physically pump in the number. You know, there's an actual keypad. So, I mean, I suppose somebody smarter than me could figure that out. But for the nice thing about those keypad locks is you can put up to 18 different codes in it. So let's say that you're at home and you know a plumber is going to come and you're not going to be home and it's someone that you trust. You can put in a code very quickly and say, okay, for you, Steve, it's going to be 1234. And then you come in, you do your work, you leave, you come home at night, you take 1234 out.
So you can do a temporary code.
Correct. Up to 18 different codes.
And like anything else with security, if you constantly change your passwords and things like that and keep track of them, then you're not going to have hacker issues.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so give me one more thought on something that's an urgent Mr. Fix-It issue this weekend prior to throwing you off the show.
An urgent issue is that, we're going to get this blast of cold weather. And so
yes.
If you've got areas where you've had freezing pipes before, on the outside walls, in particular for vanity cabinets and whatnot, just open up all those doors and let the air from the room get underneath that vanity before the cold weather hits. That'll temper that pipe area and actually help to heat that space up and perhaps help you avoid any frozen pipes over the weekend.
All right, so what are we doing again now?
Just opening up the cabinet doors and leave them open.
Just
anything that's
open
on an outside wall where there's plumbing.
Interesting. So just give them open. Open a crack.
Correct. Open them all the way.
No, open them all the way.
I want all the air from the warm air that you're paying to heat the rest of the house. Because when you close those cabinet doors, in particular on an outside wall, that cabinet gets really cold because it's pumping more cold air from the outside than it is from the heated space. You'll feel a little chilly there when you're doing the dishes, but you'll keep your pipes from freezing and get rid of the fret.
Same goes for the bathroom cabinets, right?
Correct, correct.
All right. Well, listen, we learn a lot from you, Mr. Fix-It. It's Lou Manfredini's Mr. Fix-It. He'll be on TV on Channel 9 in a few minutes, and you'll hear him tomorrow morning starting when?
7 o'clock, 7 to 10.
And Kathy and Judy's opening act will never be better. Thanks for being on, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
There you go. Hello. That's Lou. That's Lou, Mr. Fix-It.
He's awesome. He can fix anything.
We'll take a break, come back, and the news is next. We are live at the Hotel Baker, 100 East Main Street in St. Charles. Come on out, eat a little, drink a little, and watch a live wedding next hour on 720 WGN. And then we returned to the Hotel Baker. I'm sorry, Kevin, what would you like me to do now? All right. The Hotel Baker and Jim Townsend has joined us now. Jim is an Allstate agent from where, Jim?
Well, I got three offices, Edison, Batavia, Aurora.
Oh, you big show-off.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Allstate?
25 short years.
25 years?
Yep.
Well, good for you.
Thanks.
I know we have a charitable contribution we have to talk about in a second, but tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And there's a lot of guys who are going to go out and buy jewelry, or maybe they already have because it's the right thing to do and they're romantic, or because they're in trouble. And when you bring something new and valuable into the house, whether it's a holiday or some other time, probably ought to call you, shouldn't they?
They should. They should do a review. Look at those items, put them on the policy.
So is it a big deal to add stuff to a policy?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But you got to call, and you got to review and look at your stuff.
So you're not actually psychic. You don't know what all of your clients have in their homes.
No, no. Well, a little bit, but no, I don't.
Yeah. I had heard from friends a while ago that we all ought to go, and it's easy now because of smartphone and video capabilities. We ought to go around our house and do a video of everything in our house. You like that idea?
That's a great idea. Yeah. It's pretty easy, quick. Keep it outside the house.
Yeah. Store it in the cloud, baby.
Right in the cloud.
Store it in the cloud. And what sort of narration should we do for that? Just talk about what's in the drawers and just literally talk about what we're seeing? Point of view stuff?
Point of view stuff. Just so you know, we have six TVs, four, nine, whatever you have.
Right.
They want to make you whole, but sometimes no one remembers all the stuff they have when you got to get out of the house because something traumatic's happened.
Sure, sure, of course. What's the one thing that people should be aware of when it comes to being a new homeowner and their insurance coverage?
Well, they should be aware of what replacement cost is on their house, on their contents. And, you know, since new homeowners have never gone through it, it's, you know, just telling people what you have and going through and doing a review.
Right. Do you go to the house and do the valuation, or do they?
You can go to the house. I mean, now with the internet, you can look things up and square footage and years of, you know, how old the house is and the roof, things like that.
And you save money if you do your car and house together, I would think, right?
Save money if you put all your policies together, yep.
You know, I'm an Allstate guy. I've been an Allstate guy for a long time. I get a lot of that safe driver discount stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think last year I got over $100,000 in safe driver discounts.
Yeah. Stock and jewels. And yeah, we send a lot of stuff like that
out. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
In beautiful Addison, Illinois.
Yeah, kids?
Only three.
Okay, and how old are they?
10, 14, 15, all comfortably sleeping when I left.
Oh, they weren't had no interest in you being on the radio.
No, not at all.
Isn't that sweet?
It was very sweet.
Very supportive. And boys and girls both?
Yep, I got a 15-year-old daughter, if you like her, and then a 10 and a 14-year-old son, yes.
15-year-old is a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's okay.
It's what happens when you have a cold.
Yeah, sophomore.
Don't make me laugh.
Yes.
Is she a little work, is she?
She's a little work, yeah. Yes.
Kind of runs the house?
She does. The 10-year-old boy still, you know, he still loves me, but...
He thinks you're a genius.
Yeah, he thinks it's great. He would have come.
Yeah.
Right.
How long before he realizes the truth?
It's coming soon, I would imagine.
Yeah. Pete, your son's about 10, isn't he?
Charlie's 9. Yeah, nine. So he's right there. A lot of fun to hang out with, loves everything you say, and it's going to be gone in a few years.
You're funny, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Can I just say what I love about Allstate, these guys? You know, it's over 20 years. You've done many of these Allstate Hometown Voices tours.
Sure.
I have. Everybody works over 20 years, and this guy is so Chicago, he probably has a beef sandwich in his pocket. Look at him.
Two.
Right. Yeah.
One on each side.
Of course.
Go to him like it's guns in a holster in the Old West.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and tell me about the Boys and Girls Club.
So it's great. The company encourages community give back, and we do a lot of events. Actually, a group of agents just got together. We did a Habitat for Humanity, built a house, Glen Ellen, for domestic violence, which was actually a lot of fun.
Sure.
So, you know, whatever, coaching, doing all these things, the company encourages it financially, and it's a great thing to give back.
How'd you get tied to the Boys and Girls Club of Elgin?
You know, I got an office out here in Batavia, and they do a great job. So got in touch with them, and we're able to do some events and do some fundraising for them.
We have a big ceremonial check we'll hand out later, but how much?
$1,000.
$1,000. Very nice. Yep. Very nice. Nice touch. Good for you, man.
Yeah, no pinching, no dibs, nothing.
No just pinching
just
dibs?
Just $1,000.
Nobody blowing up a car?
No. No cutting brake lines or destroying cars.
When we were talking about blowing up a car for dibs earlier, is the paperwork different for that at the office if somebody calls for a claim?
They showed the car last night with this girl. I mean, that car is destroyed. Someone said 2 weeks. 2 weeks. She's going to be gone. That car is gone.
You're not rebuilding that car.
No way. It was gone.
And she's a student, too.
Yeah.
So
nice.
She said, I'm already broke. Please, why did you do this?
Yeah. And we encourage you, listeners, not to blow up others' cars.
It's nice.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You
going
to hang around a little bit this morning?
I will hang around. See a little wedding.
Have something to eat and meet the happy bride
and
groom.
Have some pizza. That's nice in the morning.
Yeah. Did we get the pizzas in yet, Kev?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who are we thanking for those?
Lou Malnati's, I saw. Yeah.
Nick, Lou Malnati's. They brought some heart-shaped pizzas, so... You know, if you're in the area, come by for some good quality deep dish pizza from Lou's.
Breakfast pizza.
That's right.
That's right, man.
I didn't see the bar, but you know, I'm sure it's around here somewhere.
That's not a complaint, though, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay. Good to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Jim Towns. By the way, what's the number at your office?
630-761-0200.
Is there a website or something you want to send up to?
I have an email. It's easy. jim@allstate.com.
Really? You got that one?
Yep. J-I-M at Allstate.com. I'm the only Jim.
How did you get Jim at Allstate?
I'm the only Jim there.
In the entire company?
That's
you're
it.
The only guy
I'm
named
the only
Jim?
Guy. Yep, that's it. I just hope the next CEO's name's not Jim, because I don't want to give that up.
I'm Steve at PlanetEarth.com.
You could be Jim, too, at Allstate.
Jim at Allstate.com. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
All right, what's the office number? One more time.
630-761-0200.
That's too funny. More in a moment, live from the Hotel Baker, 720 WGN. We are live at the Hotel Baker. Pete, grab a mic there, if you would, please. I know how mic shy you can be.
Yes, sir.
Pete's going to be conducting the wedding now in less than an hour, at about 45 minutes. The best man has shown up in a Snuggie.
Right. That is Pete the Greek.
All right. My people.
Uh-huh. Right. Do we know why he's wearing a Snuggie?
I don't know, but they were out kind of late last night. We had the bachelor party at Pequod's in Lincoln Park.
What's up? What's up, Pete?
Your world, buddy.
That is my world. Thanks for being in it.
I like it.
And have we seen the bride and groom?
The bride is getting makeup and hair done. Is she here?
Yeah.
Oh.
No runaway? No runaway?
She's upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Tommy, the groom right there.
Tommy
in the red
looks
tie.
Great. Tommy looks fabulous.
That's a beautiful tuxedo, by the way.
Tommy, yes. Tommy got two or three text messages from his fiancée last night to go home, and he kept putting it off. And
because
then
he was having too good a time?
Then the fiancée called the best man and said, Tommy needs to go home right now.
I'm telling you.
Cracking the whip.
Wow. Get you
straightened out.
Yeah.
You derelict.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to get these guys married off here in a little bit.
Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right. Have you practiced the ceremony?
I'm going to go practice during news. Yeah.
Okay. And again, the reason I'm wearing a hat is because I had a medical procedure done on my head.
At the outside.
It doesn't look that bad, but you are wearing a baseball hat to a wedding.
Yes, and the bandage on my head is kind of embarrassing, so the hat's less embarrassing.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit here while you do the wedding.
Okay.
And the only guy I know at the radio station that's less likely to give up a microphone than me is you. So I'm a little concerned about that.
It'll be fine.
All right, so we'll do the wedding next hour. And we'll send the happy couple off. What are we throwing at them? Are we throwing rice at them? What are we throwing at them?
I don't know.
Dubs?
Oh, we're going to throw Lou Malnati's heart-shaped pizzas at
them
as they leave. That seems like a good idea. And do you have any wedding? Now, you've been married how long?
14 and a half wonderful years.
And do you have any advice for the happy couple as they start their new life together?
I would say, Tom, just get ready to say I'm sorry over and over.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
It was my mistake, not yours.
Exactly.
It'll never happen again.
Yep.
Or just, you're right.
Well, that's the old saying, right? You were right. I was wrong.
You're
I'm sorry.
Right.
It'll never happen again.
Boy, you got it down. How many years have you been married?
You were right. Say it with me.
Look good in that outfit.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It'll never happen again.
I'm writing this down because I know I'll say it today around 1 o'clock.
Okay, fine.
Men are the most horrible creatures, honey. They will ruin your life. You mark my words.
The WGN Hometown Voices Tour, Valentine's Edition, with Steve Cochran live from St. Charles.
Andrea stepped away for a second. I believe her wardrobe change. She's headed for her wardrobe change now. I want to thank again the Hotel Baker for having us. Later on this morning, Breakfast of the Blackhawk and Troy Murray will join us. Right now, I want to say hi to a couple that was married here 52 years ago. When is your anniversary?
August the 4th, 1962 is when we were married.
That's hard to believe. You look like a fabulous young babe.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
I'll bet. You don't look so bad yourself there, Gramps. What are your names?
Say that again.
What are your names?
Bob.
And?
Ginger.
Bob and Ginger. 52 and a half years married at the Hotel Baker. How about a hand?
Thank you.
We saw the pictures that you brought. I mean, it's amazing. You look about the same. I'm not just kissing your butts here. I mean, you really do.
It's in the genes.
Yeah, it's good for you.
No, good lines.
Any kids?
We have three.
Three kids. Good. You remembered that, Bob. Very good for you.
How old are they? Sometimes I even remember her birthday.
Oh, good, good, good. Ginger, how old are the kids?
Our oldest is 52, and our youngest is 40.
Everybody healthy and happy and doing well?
Yes, they are. We have a son that lives in Germany. We don't get to see him very often. He's the baby.
And what does he do over there?
He works for the Brandenburg Scientific Academy. He got his doctorate there about 3 years ago.
Sounds like a secret agent to me.
Yeah, yeah, auf Deutsch.
Yeah. Grandkids, too?
Five grandkids.
Well, that's great.
Right.
You guys settled here in St. Charles?
Actually, no. We're from Downers Grove. But my wife is from West Chicago, which is why we selected the Baker Hotel for our wedding activities.
Yeah, because, you know, the groom is not even needed.
You're right.
You know, the groom is not needed.
And
it's
we
about
had our 45th wedding anniversary party here as well.
Oh, how nice is that?
And on our 50th wedding anniversary, we spent the night here.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
It's a really special place for us.
I'll bet it is. Well, that's very nice. It's very sweet. And I'm glad you guys shared that with us. Thanks for being here. Kevin, do we have do we have some prizes we can give these guys? I'll go list here in front of me.
Absolutely. Why don't we give them some MyPillows? How about that?
I don't know what you're sleeping on, but how about a couple of MyPillows?
That would be great.
Great.
Yeah, MyPillow for each one of you. I believe the traditional gifts are 25 is silver.
Right.
50 is gold. Kevin, just look this up. 52 is MyPillow.
Yep.
52 is MyPillow.
I'll remember that for the future.
52, we feel like we owe you that. So, MyPillow, congratulations. We'll get your information on that. But thank you
very,
very
much.
Thank
to
you
us.
Very much.
Do you want to say hi to anybody or anybody? I mean, did anybody owe you money?
Hey, well, hi to our kids, who I hope are listening.
Sure. And the kids that can't hear you?
Kids that can't hear us. With Christy and Tom, okay. we did warn them, the grandkids. And your son
in Germany could be listening on the app, you know. He could be listening there. He can listen anywhere in the world.
Yeah, but he's probably at work now.
And he's a secret agent. I forgot
secret
we discussed
agent.
That.
Secret agent. Yeah, you couldn't work all the time.
Nice to see you guys, and we'll take care of get
Thank
some information
you.
From you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love is on the air again tonight.
From the Hotel Baker in St. Charles, it's our WGN Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. Back to Steve Cupid Cochran.
Love is on the air.
I lost my plug sheet. Do you have your plug sheet? There's a lot of folks
we
should be plugging. Plug something for us.
We got a lot of plugs going on. We have to thank Catch 35 for providing today's lucky couple with certificates to a celebratory dinner. Visit catch35.com to book a table today. We also have to thank Oak Mill Bakery for that beautiful wedding cake in the back and for providing the wedding ceremony reception. The cake looks delicious. It's in the back over there. A two-tiered white cake with a white edible flowers on the top. It's beautiful.
And we want to thank Uncle Pete for offering to put stick-on hearts on your dress.
No, he didn't offer to do that. Oh. He said,
that's Pete the Greek, by the way.
Did give me.
It's two different Petes here today.
Which, strangely, I'm probably related to him, too, somehow.
You're probably
so
right.
That can't
make
be
it
right.
Even weirder.
It can't be right.
Yeah. Pete, we have some people that have helped out with the wedding as well. Who should we thank there?
We have to thank Char at citygirlweddings.com. Char is in back. She took care of everything. She lined up the makeup and hair from Vanessa's Art of Beauty. You can go to vanessasartofbeauty.com. Photography, you see Jennifer Catherine Photography. She's running around. You can go to jennifercatherine.com.
She's doing a great job.
She's doing a fantastic
job. Jennifer is upstairs right now. She's carrying around photography gear, her purse, and walking around in boots with heels. Doing a great job.
That looks good.
That's talent.
And it looks great doing it.
Zuzu's Petal Events.com is the website for the flowers.
And we met Zuzu's Petals.
Yes.
We met Zuzu.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so all of those folks, thank you very much. Where is the bride right now? Do we know?
The bride's upstairs, ready to come down. She's all ready to go.
And is she going to be coming down the stairs here in the area that we're in, this ballroom area?
Whatever you want. She can come through the front
door. No, that's not whatever I want. It's her wedding.
Oh, okay.
And in preparation for this ceremony, she has guests.
Yes, she does.
This is a big deal. So I don't want you, you know, kind of mailing it in on this ceremony. Have you done something on this ceremony?
I'm ready to go.
While?
I got to be honest. I'm feeling very sentimental because I was. Can I just tell a quick story?
Of course.
I dated a girl in high school in Peoria, and she moved to Geneva during high school. And I have fond memories of making out at the Riverwalk right over here, Fox River.
Well, that's sweet if your wife is listening on the way to work.
When
this
I was
morning.
16. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, good job. Yeah. I love you, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no reason for her to listen to the show she sells. She might as well listen to this one.
Wow. So, you got them all today, don't you?
I'm hitting you all over the place.
You really are.
I want to say hi to a texter. Little Danny says, looking forward to seeing Pete soon.
Okay.
It's the cold mids, Pete. What can I tell you?
It's rough.
Got the little trickle of sweat running down your back right
now? A little bit.
Yeah.
Would this be a good time to thank Lou Malnati's,
too? Yeah, why don't you thank Lou
Malnati's? Yeah, we got to give a huge shout-out to Lou Malnati's. They were kind enough to bring a number of pizzas for Kevin and the rest of the guests today, providing a gift basket for our lucky couple as well. Yeah. We have to thank them for coming out this morning.
Yeah, and the gift basket is actually a $250 Lou Malnati's gift card, so they should be set for at least the year, and there's some other good goodies in the basket as well.
Yeah, so pizza for a year.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
How long would that last you, Kev?
About a month and a half. Yeah. About a month and a half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling Anna's Uncle Pete's going to get in on that a little bit.
Does Pete remind you a little of Jimmy DeCastro?
He does, yeah.
Kind of work in the room.
He does, yeah. Yeah, doesn't miss a trick.
Pete the Greek, by the way.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Pete Why do you Greek. Keep yelling Pete the Greek?
Because people are listening right now, and they're getting us both mixed up, and Pete the Greek is nuts.
Okay.
I love him, though.
Yeah. When are we going to have John DeCoste back on to do another historical fact?
We had to track him down. He disappeared for a while, so I think he was doing some more research. I'm thinking after the wedding.
All right, so after the wedding, we'll have John back for more historical facts. We are live at the Hotel Baker. Crowd's filling in nicely here. Come on out. We'll find room for you. And the bride will be descending soon to her wedding party and assembling here for the actual wedding that Pete will be conducting. Did we get all our plugs in, all our thank yous?
We did.
We did. Okay, thanks. We're back with more in a moment on 720 WGN and the big story next. Bride is preparing to enter. When do I turn it over to Pete for the wedding? The bride is coming down the steps right now. The bridal party should enter. The assembled have risen to their feet. The late crowd is extending. All right, and before she comes down the center of the aisle, of course, we need to play the classic. Are you ready, Pete? Are you ready for Here Comes the Bride?
I'm ready.
I'll get the let's get the bridal attendants in position.
I thought it was fitting that the bride walked past the pizzas on the way.
She is very
beautiful. To the altar.
She is beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You look so, you really do. You look lovely. Now we have all assembled here on 720 WGN for the wedding of Pete. Who are we marrying today?
Tommy and Dawn.
And now here is your pastor for the ceremonies.
Minister.
Minister of intergalactic and internet ordination.
It's for real.
Pete McMurray.
Welcome and good morning. We are here today to witness and show our support with family and friends as we celebrate the marriage of Tommy and Dawn. I invite each of you as members of this gathering to indicate your support for Tommy and Dawn by answering I will to the following questions. Will each of you do everything you can to uphold and care for these two people in their marriage?
I will.
I
will.
Will each of you listen daily to Steve Cochran and Pete McMurray?
I will.
Will each of you help pack up after the show? Each of you, by your presence here today, is being called upon to uphold in honoring and loving each other. The ceremony goes very fast. The day is a blur. Turn around and look at your audience.
This is an important part, Pete. I like that they take a chance to just see who's here so they remember it all today. Take it all in.
And see who will stiff you with gifts today. We are here today because of love. Love will keep us together.
Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking girl comes along singing her song.
Don't mess around. You got to be strong.
Just stop, because I really love you. Stop.
The love of Tommy and Dawn and the love of family and friends, present and not present. And speaking of presents, don't forget to buy a gift. There's so much love in this room, and love is what brought us here, a love that's exciting and new.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Thank you, Steve. All right, here
it's
we go.
It's the cold meds talking.
In the presence of family and friends, let us share in the wedding vows. Tommy, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Tommy's a former Chicago police officer. You got to be careful.
Yes.
I, Tommy, take you, Dawn, to be my wife.
I, Tommy, take you, Dawn, to be my wife.
My constant friend and my
Hold up, Pete, hold on.
Yeah. Traffic?
They should look at each other.
Oh, yeah, you guys face
they turn towards each other.
There you go. Hold her hand.
And then hold her, yes, and hold her
right
hand.
Right
hand. Hand of flowers
there
to Andrea.
Okay.
And hold each other's hands. And now the microphone should be able to pick them up. All right.
Okay. Are you ready, Tommy?
Yep.
I, Tommy, take you, Dawn, to be my wife.
I, Tommy, take you, Dawn, to be my wife.
My constant friend and my one true love.
My constant friend and my one true love.
I will cherish our marriage and love you more with each passing day.
Boy, that's a long one.
I will cherish our marriage.
I will cherish our marriage.
And love you more with each passing day.
And love you more with each passing day.
I promise to love you unconditionally and faithfully.
I promise to love you unconditionally and faithfully.
To support you in your goals.
To support you in your goals.
To honor and respect you.
To honor and respect you.
To laugh with you.
To laugh with you.
And cry with you.
And cry with you.
Regardless of the obstacles we may face together.
Regardless of the obstacles we may face together.
I will listen to WGN Radio forever.
I will listen to WGN Radio forever.
I give you my hand.
I give you my hand.
My heart and my love.
My heart and my love.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For as long as we both shall live.
For as long as we both shall live.
Okay. Dawn, repeat after me. I, Dawn, take you, Tommy, to be my husband.
I, Dawn, take you, Tommy, to be my husband.
My constant friend and my one true love.
My constant friend and my one true love.
I will cherish our marriage.
I will cherish our marriage.
And love you more with each passing day.
And love you more with each passing day.
I promise to love you unconditionally and faithfully.
I promise to love you unconditionally and faithfully.
To support you in your goals.
To support you in your goals.
To honor and respect you.
To honor and respect you.
To laugh with you and cry with you.
To laugh with you and cry with you.
Regardless of obstacles we may face together.
Regardless of obstacles we may face together.
I will listen to WGN Radio forever.
I will listen to WGN Radio forever.
I give you my hand, my heart, and my love.
I give you my hand, my heart, and my love.
From this day forward. As long as we both shall live.
From this day forward, as long as we both shall live.
Do we need to check traffic before the rings? You tell me.
No, we're doing just fine.
All right.
I think traffic can wait. We're in the middle of a wedding.
All right. The exchange of rings. Hand that to Dawn. There you go. Do you, Dawn, accept this man, Tommy, as your husband, joining with him today in matrimony, offering your friendship and loving care, honoring his growth and freedom as well as your own, cherishing and respecting him, loving and embracing him in times of adversity and times of joy? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Please repeat after me, Dawn. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Take it as a sign of my everlasting and unconditional love.
Take it as a sign of my everlasting and unconditional love.
With all that I am and all that I have.
With all that I am and all that I have.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
As your wife.
As your wife.
Place the ring on Tommy's finger. Oh. Man, Tommy's got big hands. Do you, Tommy, accept this?
I don't think
this?
We need the commentary.
Just painting a picture for our listeners. Okay. Do you, Tommy, accept this woman, Dawn, as your wife, joining with her today in matrimony, offering your friendship and loving care, honoring her growth and freedom as well as your own, cherishing and respecting her, loving and embracing her in times of adversity and times of joy? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Tommy, repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Take this as a sign of my everlasting and unconditional love.
Take this as a sign as my lasting and unconditional love.
Close enough.
Everlasting and unconditional love. With all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
As your husband.
As your husband.
Place the ring on Dawn's finger. Okay, there you go. Love freely given has no giver and no receiver. You are each the giver and each the receiver. The wedding ring is a symbol in visible form of the unbroken circle of your love. So that wherever you go, you may always return to your shared life together. May these rings always call to mind the power of your love. Yes, the power of love.
It's a curious thing, Pete. Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
Dawn and Tommy, in the presence of your family and friends who have joined you to share this moment of joy, you have declared your deep love and affection for each other. You have stated your wish to live together, always open to a deeper, richer friendship and partnership. You have formed your own union based on respect and honor. Therefore, it is my joyful responsibility with the power vested in me by the state of Illinois, WGN Radio, Steve Cochran, Pete McMurray, and Uncle Wally to officially acknowledge your union as husband and wife. Tommy, kiss the bride.
Yeah! Ovation now as Tommy and Dawn take the wedding march down the center aisle of a packed atrium ballroom area here, followed closely behind by Uncle Pete, Andrea Darlis, and Anna DeBlantis in their matching red bridesmaids' dresses, even though they didn't call each other. Pete, I felt good about it. I don't know about you. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, really nicely done.
How beautiful does the bride look? Dawn looks fantastic.
She looks fantastic. Pete is so over his skis.
Yes.
And you were telling me earlier this is the third time that they had actually gotten a wedding license.
This is their third wedding license.
Third wedding license.
It expires next week.
Right. So this time they actually got it done.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. They're greeting happy wedding folks in the back now and on to the reception, which will be right here with Lou Malnati's heart-shaped pieces.
Yes.
And I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Well, that's a terrible song to play for this.
Seems to me Nick Giglio selected this
that's
for the
That's a terrible
bride
song
groom.
To play. It's the anti-Valentine's Day song. Now crank it up. If you're going to play it, crank it up.
Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy.
It's a song about Lionel Richie leaving home. A song about a breakup.
Can we cuddle?
Maybe he means he's leaving his old life behind for his new married happy life.
He's going out for a paper and he's never coming back.
No.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Pete, great job.
Thank you.
Nice job.
That's fun.
Good job.
Yeah. What a great couple. Dawn is very, very happy.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Beautiful, yes.
Uncle Pete, nice job as best man.
I thought he was going to rush us.
Yeah. Are they leaving?
No, they're cutting the cake.
They can't leave.
No, they're cutting the cake. No.
Uncle Pete, the best man, did a great job. And
he's
Tommy,
taking me and Anna to breakfast later.
I bet he will. Not sure you'll get home. But congratulations to everybody. You know, throughout the morning, we've been getting historical facts on St. Charles and the Hotel Baker from local historian John DeCoste. John, do you have anything more you can share with us?
Yes, I do. I love this voice.
I'm not so big on the voice.
I don't care.
All right.
The Hotel Baker, 1926. Colonel Edward Baker built the hotel on the site of the Haynes Mill, which was destroyed in 1919 by fire. The hotel boasted at the time its own hydroelectric facility, underground parking, and the Rainbow Room, which at the time only the third lighted dance floor in the world.
Well, that's where we are right now.
No.
No, it's just, we're in the room.
No, it's down the hall.
No, look.
No, I swear it's down the hall. Oh, it is lit. Okay. Famous entertainers who have graced this Spanish Revival Hotel included Louis Armstrong, Tommy Dorsey, and Guy Lombardo. Colonel Baker died in 1959.
What happened?
He fell on the floor that was lit. Someone had turned off the lights, and he couldn't see.
All right.
Then in 1996, two local businessmen, Craig Frank and Neil Johnson, purchased the hotel and began a $9 million renovation. Some of the more famous people who have stayed here, William Shakespeare, Roman Emperor Nero, philosopher Plato, and TV sitcom Alice star Vic Tabak.
No, Vic Tabak never stayed here.
They all stayed here.
No, the others, I believe. Vic Tabak, I know so much.
I'm pretty positive they all stayed here.
Yeah.
The hotel ballroom was also the site of the infamous Watts Riot in the 60s.
No.
The Japanese surrendered here to Admiral Nimitz in World War II.
Ridiculous.
And, of course, the landing of the Pilgrims.
That's just ridiculous. You have no information that's valuable to me.
I didn't make any of this up.
I'm sure you didn't. Again, that's John DeCoste, historian. Are you doing birthday parties for kids?
I am doing them right now.
All right, if you'd like to book a birthday party, we'll... John will come in and scare your children. Please feel free to contact me, and I'll help you book that.
And he helps them. He tutors history also.
He tutors something. Yeah.
I am teaching history at College of DuPage.
All right, good. I wondered why they were having trouble. All right, we'll go to the news here in just a second, and then we'll have the bridesmaids chime in. And once again, Anna, if you could just tell us the story of the dresses, because People magazine is wondering who wore it better.
Right. Well, I don't know who wore it better, but I do know typically it's awkward when two women show up in the same dress to the same party. But for a bridesmaid, you're supposed to. But we didn't even plan it, and we somehow are wearing the same dress.
I say it's great minds.
Yeah, I think so.
Great minds.
We knew what was appropriate, fitting, perfect for the occasion.
Exactly.
And coincidentally, Dave and I are wearing the same underpants.
And there the crowd
How
goes.
Do you know?
And
there's
I did call him.
That's very strange.
I called him and asked. So,
do you want to go see 50 Shades of Grey with Dave this weekend?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Come with us.
No, I'm good.
Did you just say underpants?
Underpants.
Okay.
You know why? It's funnier than underwear. Write that down. You're going to need help.
All right. I'm writing it down. I love you.
I love you back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey.
Sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, in part, the entire hour, as a matter of fact, sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. Let's bring Dean in here. You know, we got a bunch of texts, Dean, from people that were listening to the wedding performed by Pete a few moments ago.
Yes.
And they were crying. People were texting saying it made them cry.
There are a lot of people who listen to Pete cry.
Yeah, that's very true.
That hurts, Dean. That hurts.
Well, the truth does jump sometimes here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're so emotional.
I am.
We also want to thank John DeCoste for the important St. Charles facts. We got another texter from the 630 said, I'd like to thank John DeCoste, a.k.a. Brian Williams. Brian Williams apparently wrote most of the facts that John gave us a few moments ago. So, coming up, you're going to review a couple of movies. Which movies?
It's the 50 Shades of Grey this time.
And?
And there's a new Colin Firth and Samuel L. Jackson movie that's called Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Are you sick?
No.
You sound a little froggy.
I do sound a little froggy. And plus, it sounds like I'm in Yankee Stadium also, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. You're a little echoey, but you okay?
Today.
You consider yourself the luckiest man?
I consider myself.
Right, sure. We don't have the full echo.
Are you guys having fun out there?
Yeah, we're having a great time. Have you done the Hotel Baker?
I have. Yes, I have. I've been there several times. You know, Jenny McCarthy got married there.
Yes, she did. Recently, as a matter of fact.
Not like a year ago.
Yeah. And the couple that was just married here, they were beautiful. Just lovely, lovely people. And Pete, I have to say, you did a really nice job.
I think you were surprised by the ceremony.
I was. Well, I was surprised at how tasteful you were.
Well, thank you.
The only thing you nearly screwed up was the part where you had them facing away from each other. They've got plenty of time not to look at each other as their marriage goes on.
And I didn't know if we needed a break for traffic either.
You were worried about that.
I was, yeah.
strange time for you to feel worried about following the format. So, all right, so we'll do The Kingsman and 50 Shades of Grey when we come back.
Naughty. It's the naughty movie, Steve.
Yes, it is. And are you wearing fur handcuffs right now?
Not on my wrists.
Wow.
Nothing says Valentine's Day weekend quite like bondage. 50 Shades of Grey opens, and I would assume, Dean, that this movie, regardless of the quality of the film, is going to be huge this weekend.
It is going to be very huge. You know, people have been waiting for this film for a year, and there is advanced ticket sales on this film like we have not seen, certainly for 2015, but this is going to be a big, you know, girlfriends going to the movies kind of event. And guys getting dragged to the movies, I'm suspecting, for Valentine's Day weekend.
And I did not read the book, but I understand it's a story of a long-standing, long-distance platonic courtship that may or may not end in physical contact.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to describe what may happen in this film.
Oh, wait. I'm being told that's not correct, that it's about sadomasochism.
Well, you know,
bondage.
I think your description, the first description, was really more what this movie is about.
What?
So you have Dakota Johnson, actress Dakota Johnson, who is a young, naive college student who meets this Jamie Dornan character, the Gray, Christian Gray?
Billionaire businessman?
The billionaire businessman. Who
seems very young to be a billionaire businessman.
It seems like the whole casting on this whole thing is odd. But yeah. but they meet. He's got you know, everything that he could possibly want. He's got the most beautiful women in the world working in his office. But he becomes smitten with this young girl who works in a hardware store and decides that he wants her and, you know, is pursuing her. They could not be from more different worlds, especially when he introduces her to his private world of dominance and submission, what he's into.
Oh, that old plot twist.
That old crazy little plot twist. So, you know, it's from there that the so-called steamy scenes of this movie, you know.
Now you say so-called. Is the sex not that intense?
I don't think it's that intense. I don't think the sex scenes in this movie are really much more than anything that we've seen in,
like, in a Disney film,
R-rated movies.
Oh, R-rated.
You know, before it's not that over the top. I think the problem with this movie is it's afraid to go over the top. I didn't read the books either, but from what I gather,
well, as a dude, I don't think you'd be allowed to. Would
they
you?
Are they are apparently the book is far more explicit. But as a movie goes, just, you know, in watching this movie, you just feel like, why is nothing happening in the movie? The storyline, this love story of these two people, he wants her to be more like him, she wants him to be more like her. That could have been, you know, an interesting actual narrative for the story upon which everything else is based, but it just really doesn't go anyplace.
Well, I read a review that said she begins being submissive and then becomes dominant over him, that he surrenders. Is that true?
I wouldn't say that that's true in the story. Really, it's very inconclusive. You know, this is the first of three books.
Oh, thank God.
So this movie ends really abruptly. And when the movie ended, I've never seen this happen before when I've been to any screening anywhere. The audience booed when the movie ended.
So they hated the cliffhanger.
So I think they hated the cliffhanger, and I think that they were just kind of disappointed during the movie. I mean, people were laughing at the dialogue in the film.
Well, that's a good sign.
That probably plays out better when you're reading a steamy, you know, novel. Probably works out better in reading it than actually hearing somebody say these overly flowery words.
Did you read it?
I did. I read the first one and about half of the second one.
Okay, so when you read the first one, is there lots of nookie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if
you want to call it that,
if one is a nod across a bar to someone, and 10 is I'm going to need oxygen. Where does this fall into play?
16.
Whoa!
And in the movie, I would
Anna,
say...
Anna, did you read it?
I did.
Same?
Yeah, I mean, but it kind of becomes in your mind. The words themselves are not that powerful, so as Dean says, it might not turn into... I could see where it wouldn't turn into a great
story. So you're making up your own scenes in your head.
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and if the steamy scenes are a 16 in the book, I would say they're like a 3 or 4 in the movie.
Really? Everything
is toned down in this movie. It's not... There is nothing in this movie that's over the top. I mean, the
I don't really understand it. Wouldn't that be the attraction?
You would think it is, but, you know, they also had to get an R rating, not an NC-17 rating, if they were going to make, you know, a certain amount of money with this movie. So I think they purposely toned it down as much as they possibly could. And in that sense, I think they must that they hurt the movie. Not even comparing it to the book, but just as a movie by itself, it never does anything. It just kind of... simmers along and scratches the surface, if you'll excuse the pun there.
Well, you're basically describing Cinemax softcore porn on a Saturday night.
It's probably closer to that than this, you know, great
let's go to Pete on this. Pete, you've seen a lot
thing.
Of porn.
Well, not porn per se. I do have Cinemax.
Doesn't it sound like this the app description for this?
I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Have you read the books?
Of course not.
Okay.
No.
Will you go to the movie?
Probably today, yes.
By yourself alone where it's creepy?
I hope
other women
not.
Are there?
That would be weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so Dean, what are you giving
it? I gave it a C.
C's not good.
I didn't think it was bad, but it just
nothing happened.
Did not meet its expectations.
309 texter says 50 Shade books are all overrated. I read all three. Signed, Dick. No, I don't know who it's from.
Wow.
She might be
nice.
Dude.
Yeah. Nice.
I want to ask Dean about the chemistry, though, between the two characters, because there was such a big uproar about the casting in this, and a lot of people didn't like Christian Grey. They didn't like who they cast, but how were they on screen together?
I think that they're just okay on screen together. I mean, it goes along with this movie not meeting any of its potential.
They're not electric. Guy in the book?
Yeah, he was older.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, if you're a billionaire businessman, why wouldn't you have some like Richard Gere and Julia Roberts?
He might be in the movie 5 or 6 years older. She's a college student, and he says his age in the movie, but it's not significantly higher. He might be like 27, 28. Something like that.
Nothing worse than a 27-year-old billionaire.
Yeah. With a playroom.
Totally. All right, so 50 Shades of Grey gets a C. Now, moving on to The Kingsman. I really hope this is a good movie. I want to see this movie.
This is not a great movie, but
wait
a minute. It's an incredibly fun movie. Really, really fun movie. Think of if you were watching a James Bond movie, only it was directed by Quentin Tarantino and was like so completely over the top with...
Yeah.
Everything. That's what this movie is. Colin Firth is a super spy, super suave spy. Samuel L. Jackson is the hilarious villain in this movie whose goal is to cleanse the earth by eliminating people who talk on their cell phones too much and text too much. He wants to eliminate the scourge from the earth. By killing them. So
basically all 15 to 30-year-olds.
So... you know, the Colin Firth spy character has to stop all of this. It's a good guy, bad guy action movie, but so ridiculously exaggerated and over the top. At first, you think, like, this is the stupidest movie I've ever seen. And then as it goes on, it becomes so deliberately over the top. It becomes like sort of a cartoon. And it was actually kind of fun. It's not a great movie, but it is a fun movie.
So Austin Powers meets James Bond?
Yeah, not quite as funny as Austin Powers.
Okay.
But as close as I can describe it, it's got sort of a comic book kind of meets James Bond, Quentin Tarantino vibe to it. So I wound up giving that one a B-.
That's a B-. All right. So those are the two big movies of the weekend, right?
Those are the big ones this weekend. So 50 Shades of Grey will have to compete with SpongeBob for box office.
SpongeBob's out this weekend as well?
SpongeBob came out last weekend, Steve. Don't pretend like you didn't go see it several times.
And what's going on in Sundance? Any news out of that?
I have not heard any Sundance news. I thought it was over.
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah. I don't have any news from last week.
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to Sneed.
I got apparently. or a guy named Dick.
That was unnecessary, and I apologize, and I take it back. Boy.
No,
the cold meds are kicking in.
There's no big news out of, you know, but studios acquire films that we're going to be seeing in 3 to 5 years, so there's no breaking news out of that. I'll tell you what I think is the other big news this morning in the, you know, celebrity or media circles is the death of this media writer for the New York Times.
Sure. David Carr.
David Carr. Immensely respected, immensely well-read, following the media. But as it applies to us here in Chicago, he is the guy that wrote the revealing piece about the Tribune Company, about Sam Zell, about Randy Michaels,
yep,
and what was going on inside the Tribune Company. That
I was quoted in that piece, Neil.
Yeah, well, he's the guy that essentially saved the Tribune Company from from the ravages that were going on at the time. So
he had called me, and his first question, I'm making this up, he called me, and his first question was, there's no way it could be this bad. And then we talked for about 45 minutes, and he goes, turns out it's worse. And then he wrote the story, and then they got together for their Long Island big mansion get-together, and the board of the Tribune Company said, well, maybe we ought to make a change. There wouldn't, and Larry Wirt wouldn't be in the company. Jimmy DeCastro wouldn't have reinvented WGN. Channel 9 wouldn't have the funding that it has. The radio station wouldn't have been able to come back, all without the work of David Carr.
Yeah.
And and David Carr's work came largely from what Robert Feeder did. Robert
exactly.
Feeder did a bunch of
exactly right. Exactly
Feeder
right.
And David Carr are the two best media writers in the country.
Exposing, not bringing down a company. That was the ultimate outcome of it all. But simply telling the truth about what was going on and, you know, putting it out there so people could read it. And that's what great journalism is.
And only 58 years old.
Yeah, and he collapsed in the newsroom of the New York Times. They have not said why or what or had he been ill or any of those stories. But 58,
he had health problems in the old days. I don't know if they recurred or what was going on.
Yeah, he had had some drug addiction problems back in the day, but had overcome those. But 58 years old to, you know, collapse and die like that is very sad and a truly, truly great journalist.
That's Dean Richards. You're on Sunday, I assume?
We are, with talking to Colin Firth and Julianne Moore about their new movies.
All right, so there you go. That's Dean Richards. See you, buddy.
I'll be handcuffed in the Showcase studio window in case anybody wants to come by and do like a little 50 Shades thing with me.
We're at the Hotel Baker if you'd like to come by and dominate Dean. Dean will be dominatable in the, and yes, I just invented that word, in the Showcase studio till 9 o'clock when Bill and Wendy take over. Who knows what they're up to.
Go. 3, 2, 1. Check.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
MB Financial Bank does mean business, and Troy Murray is standing by to talk a little hockey. My friend Troy, would you guys pop Troy on the phone back from the tower? Got too many computer screens going. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, bud. How are you?
Good. Good. No complaints.
You know, the dog days of August in baseball, are January and February the dog days in the NHL?
That's kind of what they talk about. Yeah, I mean, it's the part of the season. You get through the holidays, and all of a sudden you've got a part of the schedule that, arises. And then all of a sudden when the trade deadline kind of comes around, beginning of March, everybody gets focused for that last playoff run. And everybody kind of gets focused a little bit more than normally through the month of January and February. But Blackhawks can't afford that. They got to keep focused and make sure they pick up some points here.
You have seen a lot of hockey in your life. You played a lot of hockey, and you've certainly seen a lot of hockey in the last month from that crazy long road stretch to this now kind of crazy long homestand. Are you concerned at all that a team with this kind of quality and depth of talent is kind of flopping around 500?
Well, I think that what everybody's looking for is a little bit more consistency in the game. I know that that's one word that Joel Quenneville likes to use a lot. Some ups and downs, some ebbs and flows, and between games, one game to the next, sometimes a little bit different periods to the other periods. First two periods the other night, not good. Third period, excellent. Why can't you bring that effort for 60 minutes is kind of what the mystery is. And I think this team needs to be a little bit more mentally motivated going into these games, making sure that they're prepared to play for a full 60 minutes, because there's just no easy games in the NHL, and still the Blackhawks are considered one of the major targets in the NHL, and everybody brings their A game when they're playing the Blackhawks. And I'm not worried about it, because I know that when you look at the Blackhawks and they play a team like the St. Louis Blues, they play extremely well because their mental focus is there. Great game on Sunday afternoon against the Blues. You know, you go back to that road trip against a very good Anaheim team. You walked into there and you were focused and ready to go and played really well. So when this team is mentally challenged and mentally focused, it's really tough to beat.
Got a couple of Eastern Conference games coming up. Devils tonight and an early one on Sunday against the Penguins. When you don't see the Eastern Conference teams much, is it tougher to prepare? Or with the net, you know, you can prepare for anybody.
Well, you know what, Steve? I mean, you kind of look at what the Blackhawks do, and you don't worry too much about the opposition. If the Blackhawks play their type of game, then more often than not, the other team needs to make adjustments. You certainly don't know and are not as familiar with the team from the East Coast as you would teams within your division. Say, you know, rivalries, you know, players, you know, a little bit more positioning. But, you know, the Blackhawks have a great video coach, Matt Meacham. He's going to take care of business, making sure that he breaks down what kind of structure and what kind of system the New Jersey Devils use, because they've switched coaches here. They've got Lou Lamoriello back in behind the bench with Scott Stevens and Adam Oates. Kind of a unique three-way coaching system that they have. But they'll break down all the plays that they make and some of the structure that they use on the power play and the penalty killing, and just to make sure they're prepared for this game tonight.
Troy, the Blackhawks.
And jump in there, Dave, if you would.
Troy, the Blackhawks made some moves last night. Teuvo Teravainen goes back to Rockford. They bring up their first rounder from a couple of years ago, Ryan Hartman, local kid from West Dundee, and also Kyle Comiskey, veteran defenseman who's been in the league before. But Teravainen didn't play the other night, so I guess this can't really be taken as too much of a surprise, can it?
No, Dave, if you look at the move, it makes sense. Teravainen is a young player as well, and he can't be sitting around watching hockey games. And if Joel Quenneville doesn't feel that there's a fit for him in the top three lines, he's not really a fourth line type of player. If you don't have a spot for him in the rotation up front, you got to get him down to Rockford and play in some big minutes in some key situations. Still got to learn a lot about the North American game. He played well when he was here, picked up a couple goals. But I think with Chris Versteeg's return, not much of a surprise that Teravainen needs to go back and get some more seasoning. Ryan Hartman, as you mentioned, he's a good young player. He's 20 years of age. He's had a good season with Rockford. And I think, you know, you look at this and you reward people within your system for hard work and effort. Ryan Hartman is one of those guys. He's more like an Andrew Shaw, Daniel Carcillo type of player than he is a Teuvo Teravainen. And he brings a lot of grit and sandpaper to the game. He's going to compete well, and I don't know. I mean, he wasn't here yesterday for practice, so we'll see this morning at the morning skate what Joel Quenneville kind of has penciled in as some of the possible line combinations and whether Ryan Hartman will be in the lineup tonight against the Devils. And I would suspect when you bring up a veteran player like Kyle Comiskey that you're going to insert him into the lineup. He's a left-handed shooting defenseman, probably a fit maybe with Michael Roosevelt on a third pairing, but, you know, we'll see what happens in that game tonight. And Quenneville's very familiar with Comiskey because they played together for a couple years in Colorado.
Right.
You know, the Penguins are always one of the contenders in the East, with or without Crosby. It appears they always figure out a way to figure it out. But getting a couple of wins in the Eastern Conference this weekend would be the epitome of what you were talking about. You can only take care of what's in front of you, right? You can't worry about what the Blues or what Nashville or what anybody else is doing.
No, you can't. I mean, anybody who says they don't read the papers or don't know where where everybody is in the standings, that's a lie, because they all know exactly how many points St. Louis is ahead of them, how many points Winnipeg are behind them, and they have to take care of business. They went through a real tough stretch where they played a lot of the elite teams in the Western Conference. They played a lot of Central Division games, which kind of worked out with why, in some ways, they're around 500 here for the last month and a half or so, because they played some really good teams. And even though you went out on that road trip, the last road trip, not as successful as the one when the circus came into town, obviously, but you played real well in L.A. You should have got points out of that game. You played real good in San Jose. The only game you didn't play well was that game against the Minnesota Wild in the middle of that trip. But, you know, when you start facing teams outside of your division, there's a different type of motivation that you have to drum up inside to prepare yourself. you know, there's not the rivalry that you're gonna see. I know that you got obviously a big team in Pittsburgh coming in 11:30 start at the United Center on Sunday afternoon. You're going to be prepared for that one. This is the dangerous game tonight because the New Jersey Devils kind of struggling this year. It looks like they're going to make some moves before the deadline. And you have to mentally prepare yourself against these teams that you don't really have the natural rivalry with.
Don't you go into this game knowing you've already got two goals in the bank from Marian Hossa?
Yeah. I mean, you just got to assume that. I mean, why wouldn't you? he's been playing really good. And, boy, you know, if you look at the comments coming out of the Blackhawks locker room here the last little while, every guy to a man inside that room is so happy for Marian because he is just one of the classiest guys in the game. Works extremely hard. The goals weren't coming easy for him for a while there, and I think that he was getting a little bit frustrated, but at the same time, he brings so much to his all-around game that is incredible that nobody talks about. One of the best defensive players in the game, always right up there as far as takeaways in the NHL. You see how hard he works to track the puck down when he doesn't have it. Very happy for him that he's got six goals, two in each of the last three games, and coming into this one tonight, probably feeling pretty good and expecting more.
You know, there's a series of customized Valentine's Day cards on the Blackhawks page of the NHL.com website. Have you seen these?
No, but I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, let me just... It's kidding me. You got a picture of Taves with "Dear Valentine, lead me to your heart." You got Sharp looking Sharp Valentine. He can print these off. You got Bickle, "You're a hit with me, Valentine." Caner, "It's always showtime when we're together." I think we could soup it up. We get a picture of you, and it would go something like this. Tell me what you think, Andrea. "Valentine, oh, Valentine, don't be in a hurry. You can take your time with a man like me. I'm a lover named Troy Murray."
Yeah, you wrote that a couple days ago, huh?
Yeah.
You did that in mind.
Yeah, well, let's try that and see how it works out.
Well, there's another one that I've written a long time ago, and I never get credit for this, but "It's easy to smile when life's worthwhile and all is bright and chipper, but the man truly worthwhile is the man that can smile when he catches himself in his zipper." That's also good. Put your picture next to that one as well.
You're a beauty, my friend. You're a beauty.
I'll let you go on this. We heard your partner, John Weidemann, say something the other night, which has become a must-play element on the Steve Cochran Show. Dave, what was the circumstance?
That was after it was ruled a no-goal for Andrew Shaw, and when the announcement was made...
Yeah, Weidemann said?
He said, "That decision is as popular as a narc at a biker's rally."
I love that. Has he used that before?
No, that's the first one I've heard... on that one from John, and he kind of looked at me because I just didn't know how to comment on that, so I just kind of left it alone.
Oh, yeah, let it go. Yeah. Let it go.
I think he said, you know, "I'll explain it to you later," but I knew what he was talking about. I just didn't know where to go with it.
We can't picture John involved with a narc or a biker's rally.
That's right. It was kind of right out of the blue.
It's our friend Troy Murray. All right, for an autographed puck from Troy Murray, the question is this, and this goes to Debbie Morov in Glenview. In a penalty box, there's always a man stationed or like an official who writes down with something with an old-school pen and clipboard or a pad. What is he writing?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What is he writing in the penalty box?
Oh, he's writing he's backing up what they would put into the computer, just the time on the clock, the number, and the penalty that is said from the official, just to make sure that if something malfunctions with the clock, that they have the proper time when he goes into the box, when would he be coming out of the box, those type of little thing.
So he's a gatekeeper. He's like the prison guard.
He is the gatekeeper. And if you're real nice to him, they'll probably open the door about a split second ahead of time so you can get a jump onto the ice.
Nice. That's a veteran NHL star right there. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Steve, Dave, thanks for having me on, guys. Much appreciated.
Thank yous go to Bob Ferguson, Marlene Wells, Dan Long, Vic Vaughn, Lou Malnati's, the Hotel Baker. Char from City Girl Weddings. It's citygirlweddingsplanner.com, Pete?
Yes, citygirlweddings.com. Citygirlweddings.com. Char is still here, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Citygirlweddings.com.
Yep.
Vanessa's Art of Beauty is vanessasartofbeauty.com.
She did the makeup.
Okay. Jennifer.
JenniferCatherine.com.
JenniferCatherine.com.
Photography.
Photographer did a great job.
Yep.
ZuzusPetals.com for the flowers. ZUZUS. ZuzusPetals.com and Oak Mill Bakery and for the wedding cake. which everybody enjoyed.
Delicious wedding so cake.
Good. Yes.
I want to thank Pat Brady. I want to thank Scott, your buddy Scott, for coming out. You guys have a show tonight?
We don't. Blackhawks.
Okay.
I'm at the auto show. We're hanging out.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to see you there, aren't I?
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Pete, for doing a great, great ceremony.
I love you guys. It's fun doing the show with you.
John DeCosse and Adam. Great job, Adam, for plugging it in and making it work. And Kevin, nice job by you. And Ross on camera and bass drum. Dave, you were good, too.
Thanks, Steve.
Yes. And Anna and Andrea looking beautiful in their red dresses. Did a great job as bridesmaids.
We had
thanks,
a good
Steve.
Time.
It was fun.
Thanks for having us.
So thanks to everybody. Wanted to check in with the wedding couple before we turn it over to Bill and Wendy. And they are here now. Do you have any questions for them or any final wedding advice?
Dawn just told me off the air that she didn't think she would get emotional during the ceremony, and she did, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
It was very sweet. It was very sweet. We had people actually text to say they were crying while they were listening. So, and Pete, your best man was crying during the service. We don't know what that was about.
He does that a lot.
Yeah. Are you guys him. You guys going to honeymoon here at the hotel?
Not tonight.
But if, okay,
when it's warmer, we'll try it out.
The hotel rooms have a ceiling. It's not like it's outdoors. You're not in a tent.
Well, you want to walk around the town. It's a beautiful town. Okay. You want to see what it looks like.
All right.
It's a beautiful venue.
It really is.
It's very nice, and everything was lovely.
Well, thank you. And our friends at Lou Malnati's took care of pizza for basically the next year for you guys. $250 gift basket from our friends at Lou Malnati's.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. So.
Nice.
Thank you.
And also, if you want to give a wave to another happy couple right out here in the crowd, Glenn and Amy had their reception here back in 1981, some 35 years ago this year. So happy wedding anniversary to you guys. They listened to the show. Thank you very much for coming by. And I salute to you as well. And a final thank you to the great people at Catch 35 in Naperville and Chicago. $200 dinner for you guys as well.
Wow, thanks a lot.
You want to wait till you warm up to have dinner, tough guy?
No. But I got it. Pete's the moocher is here, so now he heard about it. He didn't want to come along.
I certainly hope you take some time alone with each other, and Pete's not there all the time.
Pete the Greek, by the way, the best man.
Anna, yeah. He's your uncle. Talk to him.
No, well, I can't explain most of his behavior, but I do love him. He's family.
And I'll talk to him. We're going out later.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me to a
Thank
movie.
You.
All right, we're way late. Everybody have a great weekend.